Welcome back to Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to tap into the transurfing principle called dissatisfaction with the world. Stay tuned. If you don't control reality, reality will control you. Transurfing is an extremely powerful tool for creating your own reality. My name is Dennis, and this is Transurfing World, where you learn transurfing techniques and concepts that can be applied into your own reality. Be welcome. Transurfing principles. Dissatisfaction with the world. If you really want to improve your life, replace reactive negativity with a positive dominant. For example, my world always chooses the best for me. I go with the variant flow and the world meets me halfway. I create the layer of my world with my own intention. My world protects me. My world guards me against problems. My world makes sure that my life is easy and comfortable. I place an order and my world delivers it. I may not know how to take care of me, but my world does. My intention is manifesting in physical reality. Everything is leading towards it, and everything is as it should be. Remember, either you control reality, or reality controls you. Be welcome to another episode of Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to discuss a transurfing principle called dissatisfaction with the world. And as usual, I started off the podcast by reading the principle itself from the book 78 Days of Transurfing. This principle, it's all about positivity. We as human beings, we need to switch our thinking because we are kind of like wired to retain negative thoughts longer than positive ones. So you need to switch this mindset if you want to manifest, if you want to tune in your dream life, your dream reality. That's why we read in the principle, you have to improve your life by replacing reactive negativity with a positive dominant. In order for you to feel secure, to feel safe in this world, you have to believe in something bigger than yourself. You have to believe, you have to trust the process. This is how you gain confidence. This is how you gain positive emotions, because you feel safe. There is one metaphor I like when it comes to positive thinking and negative thinking, and is scientifically proved that negative thinking is very detrimental for our mental health. And positive thinking does the opposite, has the opposite outcome than negative thinking. Let me tell you how and why. And this is the metaphor, by the way. So imagine you're being chased by a tiger. Let's say you are walking through the woods and you encounter a tiger. You see a tiger and the only thing you can think about is running away from it. You're thinking about, that's the only thing in your mind in that specific moment. How can I run away from this predator, from this animal? I'm gonna get eaten by this animal, right? And so you run away and the only thought in your mind is the tiger. The tigers in your mind, that you have negative thinking. That's how, when you have a negative thinking, your possibilities get narrowed down. Let me explain you why. Because the only thing you can see in that moment when you have this fixed thought, you cannot see other possibilities. You're only thinking about the tiger. That's what negative thinking do overall. When you focus on the negative and on negative things, your possibilities get narrowed down. You don't have as many possibilities. Instead, you know, on the other hand, you got positive thinking, and when you are positive, when you got a fixed positive mindset, instead of looking at the problem, you look at possibilities. You create possibilities on the unknown. When you're positive, when you raise positive emotions, your perspective of life is different. It's like the metaphor, like if you're only thinking about the problem, about what's wrong in your life, you are not going to see the whole picture. You have to step back and look at the whole picture, see all the possibilities you got. And one of the most powerful emotions you can cultivate in your life is gratitude. Gratitude has changed my life. And gratitude is a perspective. It's how you look at your life. If you focus on the positive things that are going on in your life, if you focus on what you got, on the things you currently got, you will never lack anything. Anything at all. But instead, if you focus on the things you don't have, on the things you wish you have, you're going to be in this state of lacking, that you are missing something. You don't have this, and you are not happy. And this is what Buddha, you know, taught in the East. How human beings, we crave for everything. And we're not going to be happy until we achieve what we want. But here's the thing. That you will never be happy if you focus your attention on the things you don't have. On the craving. Like on the desire of having something. If you want a car, let's say you want a car, right? If you don't have a car, you are miserable. So you are wishing, you are craving for a car. Let's say you got a car, right? But you're still miserable because now you want a truck or a plane or a house, whatever the case may be. You will never be happy if you're always focusing on the negative things in your life, on the things you don't got. That's the philosophy. That's the philosophy behind Buddhist, you know, from Buddha. So focus your attention on positive things. Be in a state of abundance. This is very important because when you create negative thinking in your life, as I said in the metaphor with the tiger, you cannot see the whole picture. You're only focused on one thing, on the problem, and you don't see everything. You don't see the whole picture. You don't see what God has given you, all the blessings God gives you. You have to keep that in mind. Now, that's why, you know, and we as human beings, we are kind of wired, as I said, just to think negatively, to focus on the wrong things, and to speak about negative thinking, negative things. Just watch, when you go out, when you hang out with friends, right, and you are, you know, having a good time, you will notice, if you're aware, that most topics you talk about are negative, complaints about, you know, things in life. And just around 10% are about positive thinking things, right? Because we humans, in our brain, we tend to give more importance and more room to negativity. That's how social media control us. You know, when you go out, when you open up Facebook, right, and you start scrolling down your feed and you will see, just be aware of this. Awareness is key in transurfing. Be aware of how many negative news you see and how many positive news you see. you will realize that 90%, around 90% of the news are negative. And you wonder why? Because the media feeds, you know, the media gets paid, you know, through attention, through clicks, in this case, right? So people like to watch more the negativity, to read sad stories, to see what happened in this country, and to fill their brains with this negative environments, negative news, negative thinking. You have to break free from that. And that's one of the reasons why I don't use Facebook, because I realized of that. You don't have to. You only have to be aware. You don't have to delete your Facebook. As long as you use your tools, everything you have for good, right? Nothing needs to be deleted. But you have to be aware. Awareness is a Transurfing key, right? You have to be aware of every single thing in the world. Open up your heart. Open your heart and feel everything. Realize and notice what's going on around you. Ask questions to yourself. Once you have these answers, you get all the answers from nature, from your surroundings. You get all the answers in the world from nature. It's everything in this reality. You get all the answers. Start asking questions. You won't get an answer if you don't ask questions. So start asking questions. And once you got questions, focus on the positive things in your life. Be grateful. Understand that you live an abundant life. If you believe something is impossible, then it is for you. If you believe you are limited, then you are. But on the other hand, if you follow your heart, if you combine your thoughts with a clear intention and with a clear emotion, you can accomplish anything you want in life. So for this principle, it's all about positivity, right? Dissatisfaction with the world. If you show dissatisfaction with the world, if you're complaining, if you're only thinking about the bad thing that happened to you today, try this exercise real quick, all right? So let's say you go home, you get home at night, let's say after work, right? You get home and you kiss your wife, kiss your kids. And instead of telling your family what went wrong in your day, switch it and tell them what went well in your day. Switch the narrative. Change the narrative. This is a cool exercise. Like, even if something really bad happened in your day, in your work day, don't tell it. Your family, your kids don't need to know that. And you need to forget, you know, whatever happened, right? That makes you feel down, that makes you feel sad, that makes you feel inferior. So again, instead of like when you get home tonight, instead of like telling your family or your kids or whoever you live with, your friends, whoever, change the narrative. Talk about positive things. In the beginning, it's going to be hard because we are, as I said, we're wired to do this, to just tell negative things, just to tell these stories, because somehow people like more, you know, to hear this kind of stories, this kind of morbid things. But if you change the narrative, you start talking about the good things that happened to you, even if it was just like a small thing, like, I don't know, like you just you saw a friend you didn't see like in a long time, right? Or you, I don't know, you saw a homeless man and you fed him, right? That made you feel great, and you tell that to your family. You contributed to the world. You're spreading positivity. This is a life-changing habit. Switching from negativity to positivity. But you have to do this by being aware. If you're not aware, if you don't see those little things in life, you won't change, right? Nothing is going to change. At the end, your reality is not going to change. So be aware of that. And this is all what this Transurfing principle is all about. dissatisfaction with the world. And thank you so much for listening to Transurfing World. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. And if you got any questions, as always, you can always leave it in the comment section. And if you got any transurfing experience, you can share it again in the comment section so we can learn from each other. And as always, I hope you have a great rest of the day, and I wish you nothing but success and happiness this coming year, 2022. So thank you again, and I will see you tomorrow with another Transurfing Principle. Take care and bye.